boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's that day of the month where you get spooked because they're doing the test of the emergency alert system with the outdoor sirens, and you're like, oh my God! Oh, just kidding. It's a test.
I never notice it until my cats start freaking out.
And you're like, oh, nope, just a test. We're all good here.
Yep. It's sunny out.
Well, it's funny because when we lived at our apartment, I swear to God, those sirens were right outside the window. It was so loud. I felt like we were inside the siren. It was that loud. Mm-hmm. Now that we live in our new house, we got to hear where we at. Are we near the siren? Are we far away from it? Let me tell you, we ain't that close because neighbor man slept through the entire thing.
Oh, really?
It was kind of faint. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't even, I could hear it. I could tell it was going off and he just slept through the entire thing. And I was like, cool. This is awesome. I'm excited that we can hardly hear it. Then my mind started wandering and I'm like, you know what? This is actually a bad idea because what's going to happen 3 a.m.? There's a tornado and I sleep with 16 fans, one on my toes, one on my face, one on my body. I'm not going to hear a tornado when we die. You know what I'm saying?
That's what your phone's for. Because where I live now and my last place in North Liberty, I can hear them, but kind of like what you're saying, they're not, definitely not right outside my window. And there was one time like in the middle of the night or very early in the morning that the sirens were going off. I didn't wake up to him, but I did wake up to my phone going, meh,
meh. Taylor, the problem with that is that my phone, I swear, picks and chooses which one she wants to go off for. Like if it's a Amber Alert, she's like, you know what? Not this time. And if it's a tornado, she's like, nah, I feel like you should die today. And then she doesn't go off sometimes. Like I'll be in the office and I hear everybody else's goes off and I'm like, okay, mine any moment now. And she does not go off. And then there will be other times she does. And I've checked my settings. They're on.
No, this sounds like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see your text. That sounds like this type of excuse.
It's my phone doing the exact same thing.
I think you maybe need to take another look and make sure you're not lying.
I'm having a hard time deciding whether or not this is a scam or if this is real truth. So help me with this. I got a second call today from Target telling me something I bought has a recall on it.
What is it?
They told me that my Ninja Foodi OP 300 series has a malfunction with the pressure cookers, and the pressure cooker lid can be opened during use, causing hot contents to escape and the risk of burn injuries. Okay, that was really dramatic, no. But they did say something like that. No. Can happen. Here's the thing. I bought that thing on Black Friday years ago. I mean, I'm talking probably before 2020, I think. The fact that they remember, that's insane. So they were like, basically, you can get yourself a free new lid. I'm like, is this real? I really did buy that, though.
I need you to look into this. My one fear in the kitchen is a pressure cooker. If I had to rank appliances I'm scared of, pressure cooker is number one. Explosions are not a joke, Destiny. Go get a new lid.
Here's the thing is, I do use it often, too, so I might die from it.
I think you seriously should, like, go to Target customer service.
And ask them if it's legit.
See if there's, like, an 800 number that you can call.
That's who called me,
I'm not kidding. You will get third-degree burns when you're making your roast.
You're freaking me out.
I don't like it. I think you need to find out if it's real.
It's not even plugged in right now, and I'm afraid to go home. House might explode.
You could also Google it. I would Google it at least before you try to cook in it again.
Why didn't I just think to Google it?
I don't know. To be honest.
Instead, I got us both into a panic attack for no reason.
What, you just signified that I'm never going to buy one of those things ever.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have you to blame, Destiny, for all of these ChatGPT hacks coming up on my TikTok For You page.
You're welcome.
I'm not kidding. Every night it's like, please tell me how you use ChatGPT to glow up or to get a raise at my job. Or, people are thinking of everything. Mm-hmm. And I blame you because you're always like, it's my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed.
Well, I'd like to welcome to the stage next the Swifties. The Swifties are getting their hands on ChatGPT to, as they say, clown, okay? Clown around about what Taylor's next move is. So this girl has kind of gone viral because she showed how she's been using ChatGPT to, like, decode or dissect every single post that's out there. For example, she was like, oh my gosh, Taylor Nation, which is like the official fan club, right? Mm-hmm. Of Taylor Swift, had posted a picture of Taylor Swift on the beach celebrating 3 years of something or other. Anyways, she's like, I swear that there is something written in the sand in this photo on Instagram. Not clear enough though that you can just see it, but she's got the Swiftie eye. She sees an Easter egg. Okay. So she gives it to ChatGPT and says, hey, I think in the bottom left of this photo, there's some sort of code. I can't really read it. It looks like a 5 and a 25. Can you like enhance the photo and tell me what's there? It says that it sees a 5, 5, 25. And then it gives a lot of options like, do you want me to zoom in even more? Do you want me to try to decode this even more? It outlines the things that it thinks it's seeing, like the 5s and the 2s and all of that. People in the comments are kind of like, you sort of told it that the 5 and the 2 and the 5 are there, so you fed it that information. I don't know how reliable that is, but I do think you could use this if you are trying to become a Swiftie to like keep your Easter eggs organized. Because
100%.
I love Taylor Swift. Don't get me wrong. I'm not on this level.
You are like what I love to call a Swifter duster.
Exactly. I like to know the lore and I like to keep up, but I have no idea really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into ChatGPT because I was like, I kind of want to see, like, can I crack the code? Can ChatGPT tell me?
You know when Reputation is coming.
Well, no, but they got some pretty... I asked a bunch of questions and it wasn't really giving me what I wanted. It was pulling from, like, websites, basically. So I said, but when do you, ChatGPT, when do you think Reputation Taylor's version is going
to
come out?
That's all I care about. I was about to do it myself.
And it gave me, like, bullet points. It was like, well, you can't really... I don't know. But here's some key points. Trademark deadline for Taylor's version ends August 16th of 2025. So if she doesn't do it by then, she's going to lose the trademark rights. There's also World Snake Day on July 16th. And this is also...
Hold on. July 16th
July
is what?
16th.
No, I know. July 16th is not a Friday. That's a Wednesday. Oh. So that would be weird. Okay, go on.
Well, it's World Snake Day. This is 2025 is also the year of the snake in Chinese zodiac. She has a history of October release patterns. Reputation was originally released on November 10th, 2017. So people think maybe October 25th, 2025, but that goes against the trademark deadline. So then ChatGPT said, my best guess, considering
October 25th is a Saturday. She wouldn't do that. Keep going.
The best guess by ChatGPT is considering the trademark deadline and Swift's previous release strategies, a release in late October 2025 seems plausible. However, the thematic significance of July 16th, World Snake Day, during the Year of the Snake makes it very compelling. Until an official announcement is made, fans will continue to analyze Swift's hints and public appearances. It doesn't know, okay? But it did get a lot of good points.
How about July 16th is when she announces it's coming?
Maybe.
Because that I could see it Wednesday. I could see it drops the 18th, which is a Friday. But that is a little too soon. She's going to want it to marinate, all right? However, I like to say what she always says. There will be no explanation. There will just be reputation. So she'll announce it's come the 16th. It drops the 18th, which is a Friday. That's where I'm going to go with.
Okay, congratulations. I didn't ask you. I asked ChatGPT.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I need help poisoning some food.
Find a new friend.
It's not because I want to kill anyone. It's not at all what you think. And maybe I need to figure out a different type of poisoning. Is there any kind that just doesn't kill? We got to find that. I need poisoning that just makes the food taste horrible. Because here's the thing. Last night, normally when I go home from work, I will just make the easiest, crappiest food ever. Like buttered noodles, you know, because we come home and we get, like, you and I get off at 7 o'clock. By the time we get home, it's like 7:30. By the time we get food done, It's like 8:30 at night, okay? That's why I don't make anything fancy. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I made pork chops and, like, zucchini. By the time I got it done, it was like 8:30, 8:45. But I kind of went all out. I threw on some seasoning. I don't know what I threw on there. I blacked out, and it was done. And you know what? It was really, really good.
Did you put it in the oven?
No, I did it on the black, with the black skillet thingy. What's that called?
Like a griddle?
Sure. What's the thing that you're not allowed to put soap on? The men will freak out if you put soap on.
Cast iron?
That's it. Thank you. Okay. See, I don't know much about cooking. I don't know much about cooking. Okay, so I put it on the cast iron, and I just threw all sorts of seasoning. I know there was red pepper flakes on it. I know I put onion and garlic powder.
Paprika, always.
Smoked paprika, because that's the best kind. And salt and pepper. I just went kind of crazy. And honestly, it was fantastic. Best thing I've ever cooked in a while. Neighbor man comes home. He sees it on the plate, and he cuts up a little piece of it, and he goes, "Wow, that's really good." To the point that he picks up every animal off the ground. He goes, "Wow, Mom can really cook, you guys. Can you believe it?" Because I kind of have this reputation that I suck. I mean, clearly, I didn't even know what a cast iron was, okay? Mm-hmm. And now I want to kind of keep up this reputation that I suck because I really like the fact that neighbor man cooks. I don't want to keep this up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cook. I hate cooking. So I need to poison the food. I don't want him to think I can because I don't want to do it. So I want to cook something this weekend, and I want to poison it to the point that it sucks so bad. And then he'll just know that I'm really bad.
Okay.
What?
Well, I mean,
I'm not poisoning him to kill him.
No, and I don't agree that you should fake to be bad at it, because I think it's nice to split the duties. Maybe you're the griller. Maybe you're the meat
I'd be
girl.
Down to do that.
You're the meat girl.
Yeah.
You can like take charge of that, but I guess if you really want to, like, wipe your hands clean of it, you got to make the same exact thing and just not make it as good.
You know what? I wouldn't be against the griller. I would totally be down. I used to help my dad grill all the time as a kid. I remember I would help him mow. I'd do the mowing, and I'd do the grilling.
That's
I'll be
what I'm
the
saying.
Man of the house. You know what?
You're the meat man.
Yeah. You know what? I take real pride in knowing pretty much everything that's going on in Post Malone's life. Where is he at? Whether that's like a tour stop, if he just randomly was spotted at like a restaurant, I pretty much know what he's doing because I'm kind of a stalker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like he's, you know, doing a big promotion with like a company, whether that's like the Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it before they even announced it, dude. That's how much I'm obsessed with the guy. However, I'm kind of failing as a fan because I didn't even know this existed. And shout out to listener Anita, who just dropped this off. I'm going to pass one to you because I was just handed this.
What the heck?
Apparently.
Why do you get Star Wars playing? This has nothing to do with Star Wars.
I thought Star Wars was on it. My bad. Go back to Post Malone. I thought there was Star Wars on it. I can't see. I don't have the lights off.
I don't think so. Can I open it?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
Anita dropped this off, and Loretta passed it back to us. How do you get it open?
It's just a little sleeve. Whoa.
What did you see? Okay, so it's Post Malone Free Comic Book Day. I did not know this. It's Post Malone's Big Rig, and it's a comic book. What do you see so far?
Well, I'm trying to look. Oh, so this just passed. Free Comic Book Day was
when was this?
Saturday, May 3rd.
Okay.
So wait. Is this, like, is he in this?
That's what I'm trying to see.
Or is this something he just partnered with? It's cool. I'm not going to lie. I haven't had a comic book in my hands in a long, long time.
You know what? My dad collected them when I was a kid. So there was a lot of comic books in our house. I remember there was a comic book store near Marion. And I drive by it every day to go to work. And my dad would take us to it as a kid. And I didn't know what he was buying. I didn't understand it. I don't see Post Malone. Is he in it?
I don't know. You might need to do some Google in here because you know the lore more than I do.
I do. Well, I got to research this because how did I miss this?
I don't know.
As a big fan, I didn't see him posting about this unless I missed it. I've got my notifications on every single day. Like anytime he posts on his story, he posts on his just normal Instagram, I see it. Yeah, how did I miss
that? Because you're failing. I don't know. This is not a good look for you. But shout out Anita.
Yeah,
thanks
shout
for
out.
Keeping her on it.
Thank you.
just so you know, messing up
is their middle name. It's Bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
I forgot. You're right, one of those moments where you completely brain fart.
I was like, you were going to tell me about some of the houses you saw this weekend. Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it. So beware and take your time to your next donation, next location. and you know what? You know what's upsetting is that I know Rebecca Kopelman. She listens to the show, and I wonder if she's upset.
We'd just like to apologize formally to Rebecca Kopelman right now.
Rebecca, if you listen, girl, we are so sorry. Yeah. We're a disgrace to you. I know it.
We're trying. And we want your help building the perfect public restroom.
And I thought my mouth just like farted. That's what happens when you have braces.
I was like, and it's blowing off the am I okay? I was gonna say the ceiling,
the roof, Taylor, the roof. I hope to God my landlord is not living. She's dead. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what I meant. No. Sunny and a high near 66. And then like
who?
You've been replaced.
Who is she? Who's Tara? I just want to talk.
I want to talk to her in the alley. Yeah. no.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I have a question. So
you're going to ask it anyway. So here I am.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked permission. I'm going to ask it anyways. We had these trees outside. How long have we had those? They're probably about a year old.
Mm-hmm.
Entering their toddler era. And they have what I like to call sweaters on.
I like to call the diapers, but
it's a bag.
To each their own.
That holds water, I do believe, mm-hmm. that helps them stay hydrated and grow. Okay, so they've been on there for like a year. I got trees planted at my place recently by the city, and mine don't have any sweaters on. So how am I not supposed to worry about my trees when they don't have water bag sweaters? How is that fair? Different cities, so I mean different protocols, I suppose.
Now, you're talking to Dummy Dumb Destiny. This is my dumb thought of the day.
Okay.
It's a different type of tree. Requires.
Hey, you know what? You could be onto something.
A different amount of water. And so, different diaper. Meaning it doesn't need a
diaper.
No diaper.
No diaper.
Diaperless. That's where I'm going to go with. We have a tree. It's not potty trained. It needs a diaper on it. It needs more water. You know what?
Do you? Oh, you mean here?
Am I potty trained? Why, yes, I am.
Sometimes I feel like I need to check. I don't know. There's a reason I sit on the other side of the table.
It did take me a while to be potty trained, if you wanted to know.
I believe that. And I think this conversation is officially over. So thank you for ruining it.
And now you know more about me.
Didn't ask.
Companies always take note of like their clients, and I know that the company who put in our washer and dryer definitely has a note on us that is something along the lines of there's a cat in the dryer. That cat is Fat Mochi. Before I get too far into this, I want to make it very clear there was no cat harmed in the making of this story.
Yeah, you should make that real clear.
Here's the deal. We got a washer and dryer hand-me-down. And so that washer and dryer was at our house, and it's been sitting there for a while, but we just needed to get it installed, okay?
Yeah.
This morning, I knew Fat Mochi and I knew Luna. They were walking around the house. They're waiting for me to feed them. I feed them in the morning. So I fed, and I saw Fat Mochi. Oh, man, and did I see him eat, okay? Because the man can eat.
Yeah.
Then the company comes and they install the washer and the dryer. And I hear them go, what? There's a cat in the dryer? I don't know what happened at some point between when I had fed Fat Mochi between that time and about 20 to 30 minutes later, Fat Mochi got into the dryer. Now, they never ran it, so he never got cooked. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
But he got into the dryer, and as they were like lifting it up, because we put the the washer's on the bottom and the dryer went on top. It's like one of those thingies. He jumped in and was sitting in the dryer. And as they were lifting it up, they're like, there's a cat in the dryer. I don't know what happened. But I fed him. It's just 20 to 30 minutes later, he got in the dryer.
And again, who opened the door to the dryer?
I'm assuming they did as they were like getting things set up. And he just, that dude will crawl into anything if he can. And again, they still hadn't ran him, so he never got cooked. But now what? Now this is a fear that's officially unlocked, that I'm going to have to pay attention anytime I wash or dry. This kid loves to be in the washer or dryer now.
Okay, well, you just unlocked a fear of mine now.
I know.
I've never even thought about taking a look to make sure a cat's not in there.
No, same. I never would have thought of that before, too, until just now. Luckily, I lucked out. But now I know that he loves these things. Anytime I do the washer, I'm going to have to be like, is that a brown towel or is that Fat Mochi?
My cat. It sounds really weird to say, but it drives me nuts that Curly, my boyfriend, will not tell me ever if he thinks a celebrity is attractive.
You know what? Neighbor man does the same thing. I'm like, come on.
Cut the crap. I thank you for respecting me, but you can disrespect me a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Because I have an obsession with Post Malone, and you've got an obsession with Justin Bieber. I need to know, if they walk through the door, who are you leaving me for?
Exactly. I just want to know, because it gives you a little bit of like a taste of what they're...
Who are you fantasizing about when it ain't me?
Who's your type? I don't know. I hope it's me, and then I have no context beyond that. And he never, ever, 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 when we're watching anything, is like, wow, yeah, she's really good looking. But I found his man crush. Okay. And you know what? I can appreciate that he can see,
we'll switch the vibe.
He can see a dude on TV and be like, man, that's a good looking dude. Let me tell you who it's about because you're going to love this.
What? What? Do men do that?
I don't know.
To be like, that's a good looking dude.
That's why I love it. I'm like, you know what? You are securing yourself to say that that's a good looking dude. And guess who it was? Guess who it was?
It was a sportsy?
No.
Not that guy from You, was it?
It was on You, but it was not Penn
Badgley. Do I know?
Well, I don't know if you know he's on the show. John Stamos.
Yes, he's a good-looking dude, but that's just me.
No, because he came on the screen. I didn't know that he was in the series either. We were watching it last night, and I go, oh, my God, that's John Stamos, because he looks amazing. I'm like, obviously, he's older than he was when he was Uncle Jesse growing up. And he looks
gray
up.
Hair now?
No, it's still pretty dark. And that's where I think this comes in. Because he looks up and he goes, man, John Stamos is a good looking dude. And I was like, is that your man crush? And he said, what? I just think he's a good looking dude. I think it's the head of hair. He has like hair envy. Curly does. Even though he has a lot of hair, he is very insecure about like going bald someday or his hairline becoming receding. So I think that's where it came from. But I was like, why are you like so confident? Like, that is a good looking dude. But you can't ever say it about a woman.
But we women, don't we? I do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can look at Margot Robbie on TV and be like, that's a good looking lady.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we look at women. Even real life women in the community, I'll look at and be like, oh, God, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, we compliment each other. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I guess we have a bonding point now over John Stamos.
Well, see, that's everybody thinks. Nah. That's where it gets a little weird if you're both bro-ing over and loving over one person.
I think he's just like hot zaddy, and I think he's like, I hope my hair looks like that when I'm at his age.
Okay, I was gonna say that'd be weird if you're both gonna leave each other for John Stamos.
You know what? Nothing is impossible.
Think about it, big. Companies and corporations really need to take note from radio stations. Hear me out. I was watching a TikTok of this girl, and she had reached out to my favorite company, Hydro Jug. I love their water bottles. And she had asked them, hey, can I get a couple? She's like, in a nice way, a nobody on TikTok. Really? She has no followers, okay? She'd asked them if she could get a couple of Hydro Jugs for her and her nurses for Nurses Week. Mm-hmm. And they said, and I think they saw she had like no followers, and they said, you can bulk order. And that's what, and I hated seeing that. I mean, come on, do what you can for the nurses, seriously. Mm-hmm. Then Hydro Flask sees the video, she says, and goes, we're going to get whatever you want. Custom order, baby. It's all free. And she's like, why can't big companies and corporations stop giving things to big TikTokers and influencers because they can already afford it? Mm. Why do we not give the cool stuff to people who have like no followers and who can't afford it? Think about it. Like when I'm saying like they should take notes to radio stations, when we do cool giveaways like Taylor Swift tickets, we don't give them to people who are like got huge following. No, we just give it to whoever's caller number 9, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. We just give it to whoever's going to win the like if you can win the contest, you win the contest. Mm-hmm. We don't just be like, whoever's got the coolest following. We don't do that.
Dude, what drives me nuts, what irks me the most is like those makeup trips. Tarte is one of them. The makeup company will fly them out to like Bora Bora, all to promote their new concealer. And then all of these influencers post videos using other makeup brands. And people are like, hello, I actually use that. Why didn't you send me on the vacation?
I'm like, have you ever even used that concealer before in your entire life?
There needs to be a lottery system or something.
100%.
I'm a nobody. I could count my friends on one hand. Please consider me.
No, 100%.
For a free makeup trip.
Like, for instance, you know, like you said, like Tarte. I know they do huge ones. Why don't they do like a call out? Hey, do you use our product? Do you like using our product? We're going to go to Bora Bora.
Uh-huh.
And if you could tell us why you love our product, we're going to send you.
Yeah.
Why can't they do that?
I don't know.
Send the nobodies who deserve it. Who actually buy your product. Sorry, that's my thing.
Period. I don't know. I'm going to find an email for you to send this rant to.
And they're going to be like, well, she's a nobody. She got like 2 followers. We don't care.
You're entered to win. All I need.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, I just want it to be known that this Trending with Taylor is experimental.
Okay.
Because there's a TikTok trend going around that I don't think you've seen. Because I feel like this is something you would have sent to me and been like, we should do this. And you haven't. So I feel like it's just now popping off a little bit. So I kind of am having Destiny blindly participate in this.
So, honestly, the instruction she gave me was hardly anything. So I'm going in completely blind.
Yeah, I told Destiny to have a song ready to go, and I'm not ready for you to play it yet. That basically is like kind of like a guilty pleasure, but also kind of a song that when it comes on, you can't help but dance. Now, the actual trend that's going on is people filming themselves like walking on the street or whatever with headphones in, and the caption on screen says, me getting robbed with headphones in. Then somebody will come out and then
And then the robber hears it. Oh,
yes.
God, embarrassing.
So some people, it's like super embarrassing songs. More often than not, though, it's songs that people are so like into, even if they are embarrassed, that they're like kind of dancing their way through getting robbed.
Okay.
So a couple of examples for you. One would be this. 1,000 Miles.
God, what a classic. This is one of those songs that comes on when you're in your car and you pretend you're in the music video.
Exactly. Imagine getting robbed to this. Dramatic.
I would be like, okay, it's fine, rob me.
That is one that I've seen a lot of guys with that one on, so maybe it's a guy's guilty pleasure. Another example would be this one.
Yeah! Woo! I listen to this every night. Don't ask questions.
A lot of body rolls.
I'm kidding.
So imagine getting robbed to that. Okay, now I want to do your... Again, this is a like kind of blind reaction because I told Destiny to pick out a guilty pleasure / song that you always dance to. So what song would you be getting robbed to?
It'd be Cheerleader by Omi. And the reason for that, that song in cheerleading in college, we had a specific dance to it. It's one that, like, I think even you as a dancer would, there's one dance probably at the University of Iowa that you loved, right? And that right now, if I put on the song that you probably danced to, you still remember the routine.
Mm-hmm.
That there's one song that we always danced to for that song that I freaking loved, and I always, like, I could probably still do the whole routine to it.
So you'd be throwing pom-poms in the robber's face.
Yeah, okay. It would.
Okay, I don't... Mine is... You're not going to understand, but it's a song that I think if I got caught up on the street right now, I would maybe be listening to if I got robbed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Brad Mary. Imagine fighting over a purse!
First off, you know this song?
She goes, woo, 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 woo.
Again, you know this song?
You don't know Proud Mary?
No, I'm just shocked. You know this song?
I had a tap dance to
it. As somebody who taught Billy Ray Cyrus sang
every... How dare you, first of all. My Queen Tina is not the same. I also had a tap dance to that.
You are that cultured. You knew that song.
I'm just saying, if you try to rob me, you may be surprised what's going on in my headphones.
You know what? I might actually have to look at your playlist because I'm shocked you are that cultured. I'm very proud of
it's
you.
It's private.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I really need to apologize to the neighbors because neighbor man was outside last night past 9 o'clock with his like little headlamp on, probably driving them nuts because he was building this shed.
It's a little soon to be the annoying neighbors.
That's what I was thinking. But here he was because I opened my mouth. The problem was, it was me. I opened my stupid mouth last night. He gets home and I said, oh, did you know it's supposed to rain tomorrow? AKA today. You saw the downpour and rain.
It did.
And I know this. And the only reason I know the weather, because we say it how many times in the show. And he goes, what? Gotta go, bye. And immediately he goes outside and he's building a shed because we don't have a garage in our new house. And so we have to have a shed, you know, to put the lawnmower in and all the fun things for the yard, right? And he really doesn't want to put the lawnmower back into the house and in the basement. So he needs to get the shed done.
Mm-hmm.
So last night he's outside putting the shed together with his little headlamp on so he can see what he's doing, making all sorts of noises. And of course, at like 9 and then again at 10:30, he's like calling me while I'm upstairs. Babe, can you come help me? I'm going to need your help with this part. It's cold. I'm in just shorts and a tank top and I'm helping him build the shed. And eventually I was like, bro, I understand you need this done, but can we just put the lawnmower in the house? I got to go to work tomorrow and I'd also like to go to the gym. He did not want the man card put away from him, so the man kept building the shed. And I went to bed, and I had to ask him this morning, what time did you go to bed? He didn't finish it until 11:30 last night. Oh, by the way, it's not finished. The roof is only half on.
What kind of shed did he buy? I thought this was, you made it sound like this is like a ready-to-go shed. He's been working on this how many nights?
Oh, what do you mean a ready-to-go shed?
I mean, I don't know. That's what you made it sound like.
It's one of those things you buy and it's in a box and you gotta build it. But it's got, dear God, every part you have to put together. There's so many like bolts that you have to put in this thing. I swear to God, if a derecho comes, this thing will outstand a house.
Oh, you think?
Well, based on the math that I can tell of how many bolts are in this thing, I think it really could. If it doesn't, I'll be calling them. Because the amount of bolts that we have put into this thing, or screws, or whatever they're called, I think it could outstand a...
That's kind of what it sounds like. It should be doing.
Well, we have put so many. I think we put like thousands in there and he's still not done. There is only half of a roof. Dude, on
at this rate you should have just
and not
like,
even doors
pitched a tent outside and called it a day,
and that's where we keep our mower.
Exactly. You know how I feel about a group text, but I do understand most of the time it's for a purpose. You have it with your work friends in mm-hmm. case you need somebody to cover you, or your roommates for paying bills or utilities. I have a group text that I have a feeling that I kind of like broke the rules. I broke the norm, I guess is what I'll say. I have a group text with currently my boyfriend and his younger brother who lives in our basement, okay?
What's it called?
There's no name on it.
Oh, dude, that's your first fail right there.
It is a fail because let me tell you, it's really not used for anything except for, hey, rent's due tomorrow, or me saying, hey, I'm going to Venmo request you guys for utilities coming up in the next couple of days. And it's not that I'm not close with his brother, because I feel like over the last couple of months we have gotten more comfortable living together. It's just different. If he had a sister living with us, we'd probably be like bestie girls, right? But it's his brother, so it's a little awkward sometimes. But I broke the rules in this group text yesterday, and I sent a TikTok that said that Love Island USA is starting on June 3rd.
Oh, because you guys are all into Love Island. So what's wrong with this?
Well, I got Curly into it, and then since his brother has lived with us, at first he was like, you guys, this show is like seriously garbage. What are you watching? Cringing in the corner while we're eating dinner. And then it got to the point where he was watching episodes ahead without us. So he got like more obsessed than we did. So I send it and I give no context, just like a, hey, you guys, we're going to have something to watch very soon. Oh my gosh, how exciting. And Curly's like, oh my gosh, my brother probably just got so excited. And he played it cool, like, no, but my interest is piqued. He didn't want to seem too eager, but I know that he was excited about this. So I don't know if I can send more updates from now on. I kind of broke the like normal bill paying talk, but
I don't think so. I think that if you guys have an interest in Love is Island, I don't think that there's any rules. I mean, even me and my dad and my stepmom and I are in a group chat. It's for Bucky's, the gas station.
Oh.
And sometimes I'll send things about pickles. Guess what? My dad hates pickles, but me and my stepmom love pickles. But I'll send things about pickles in there. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
But is it called the Bucky's?
It is called Bucky's. And I'll send things that are non-Bucky's related. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. So I think you can call that group chat Love is Island, but you can send things.
Love is Island.
Is that wrong?
It's just Love Island.
Oh, Love is Island. Love, but you got to put
Love is an island.
No, but I think you should put bills in there. Love is a bill.
Oh.
That's good.
No, bill that's good. Island.
Bill Island.
I got to workshop this a little bit.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I've got no movie theater popcorn.
No, and I don't think you can DoorDash any.
But you know what I can do? A movie theater theme. For a movie type trivia question.
All right.
At least 600 movies about this has been released since 1920, and more than half of them have come out in the 21st century. I'll tell you right now, Star Wars has nothing to do with it.
It's just from
a I just movie? Wanted to play Star Wars, okay? I have it on my computer, and I wanted to play it.
Got it.
I don't get it often.
Noted. Nothing to do with Star Wars. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I also had a bet today was, can you fit Star Wars in your show? And I said bet, so now I win $10. Don't ask.
Are you serious? I can't even tell what's real anymore.
At least 600 movies about this has been released since 1920, and more than half of them have come out in the 21st century. What are these movies about?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
The question tonight for Let's Get Quizzical. At least 600 movies about this has been released since 1920, and more than half of them have actually come out in the 21st century. What are they about?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far 5808 said space.
I could see that.
Yeah. It feels like something that we're real obsessed with in the last, you know, like 25 years.
Space and murder.
Okay. I suppose.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are really into that.
Murder?
Well, you are.
Yeah.
That's more not, crime.
That's documentary. Does that still count as a movie?
I would.
I don't know.
I count that as a movie. If it's more than an hour, it's a movie.
Okay. Yeah.
In my opinion.
That makes sense.
6114 says a romance movie. Mm. You know what? It's because people like me, we like that.
I feel like there's way more than 600. In the last over 100 years? We're talking about since 1920. That's 100 years ago.
Shades of Grey.
Yeah, isn't there like three of those?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I lost after count after the first one. Does Twilight count as that? That's got romance in
it. I would say that's romance.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic. Is that romance?
No.
Tragic romance.
That is not romance because she left him on the door,
I don't know.
Don't get me started on it because now I'm mad. Way to go.
It's a... Okay, anyways, I don't know. Like, there's love involved.
We all know there was room on the door.
I didn't say there wasn't. She was selfish. I don't know.
She was selfish, so that's not romance.
Okay, sorry. 9584 said superheroes.
Now I'm mad at you. Sorry.
I didn't do anything at the door. I would have been like, it's fine.
No, you would have been like, I'll just go. You could stick with the door.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me sink.
You're like, you know what? I got bills to pay. And you know what? I don't really feel like paying them. So how about you stay on the door? I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. Let me go.
At least 600 movies about this have been released since 1920, and more than half of them have come out in the 21st century. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
You know what? The more I think about it, I'd probably do the same thing.
I mean, I guess, how long does it take for hypothermia to do its thing? Is that how they died? Is that cold?
I assume so. Think about it. You have bills to pay. You have to go back to reality.
No, you do not need to convince me. Crack me over the head with the doorknob and call it a day. It was a nice life. See you later. Let me go, Jack. You can let me go.
For Let's Get Quizzical tonight, the question is, at least 600 movies about this has been released since 1920, and more than half of them have actually come out in the 21st century. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
You hear that? It's zombies.
Why do zombies always sound like they got indigestion? No, turn it up. That is me after I sit on the couch and eat an entire bag of mozzarella cheese. That's what I sound like.
That's what I sound like when I got a cough that or I can't get up.
Oh, I don't like it.
You just kill us all?
I don't like it at all.
That's what it sounds like. Here, I can only think of one zombie movie off the top of my head. Is that the one with... Was there zombies in the Will Smith one with the dog?
Oh my god. Yeah, I think so.
I forget what it's called, but that one's the one that traumatized me.
Oh my god.
I am legend.
I am legend, I think.
Was there zombies in that one?
I think you're right that they like the people turn into zombies. Isn't there also I've never seen it. There's a movie called Zombieland.
No, well, yes, but did the one that was based in Iowa? Was there also
the one that was based in Iowa?
Wasn't that also about zombies?
Zombies
in
Iowa?
Wasn't there one based in Iowa? Am I wrong about that one? Hold up.
Zombies in Iowa.
There was a movie based in Iowa, Taylor. Iowa movie zombies. Am I wrong? The Crazies! Yes! You've never seen it, Taylor?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, because I'm crazy, I've seen the movie. You gotta do your homework. It was from 2010. And it's like, if I remember right, there's something wrong with the water. This is why I only drink Cedar Rapids water, because it's won the last several years. There's something wrong with the water, and then people go crazy.
And turn into zombies.
Yes. Look it up. It's good. I got
I can tell you 6 different tap waters that'll do that to you right now.
Tune in tomorrow night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on
C102.9. I really want to give you some homework.
No. No.
Will you please watch The Crazies?
I don't have any interest. I'm not going to lie to you.
Let's backtrack. Tonight's trivia question, we talked about how since 1920, there's been over 600 movies that involved zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about it. I'm like, God, I know there was a movie that was kind of based in Iowa, and I couldn't remember it, but then I remembered. It's called The Crazies.
Right.
And you never heard of it before. So now I feel like, as an Iowan, you kind of need to see it.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because it sounds gross. It's from my research. It was like a, what did I say? Originally in the 70s.
It was a 1973 movie. And then they apparently, I didn't know this. They recreated it. I thought it was originally in 2010, but they recreated it in 2010.
No, it sounds like people go crazy, icky zombie mode after drinking tap water. No, I don't need that type of hypochondriac living in my brain.
Because then you'll never want to drink water again?
I don't know. I don't want to be grossed out by the water.
Because here's the thing. You and I love to judge the best tasting water.
That's what I'm saying.
In Iowa. And then we're going to be like, well, are we going to go crazy from this?
That's exactly why I don't want to watch it.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.